Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Welcome, my friend. Grab your pet. Come on around the radio here. Plenty of room. Dr. Debbie's answering all those vet medical questions you have. I have a bunch for her today. Dog trainer Alan Cable. If you have vexing issues with your dog, the hard-to-train dog, Alan Cable can fix your dog or fix you, which is usually what has to be done anyway. Dog father Joey Villani is here, as well as animal communicator Joey Turner and Stacy Cohn in the newsroom.
And we have Kevin on the phone. Hey, Kevin.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
What's going on in your world?
I have a rescue Leonberger. In case you don't know what they are, they're an old 170-year-old breed.
Wow.
That was the first dog that they know that was designed for looks. He's supposed to look like a lion, and he could do all the stuff the original three breeds in him could do.
Wow.
But they're big. They're a 150-pound dog, and when he wants to make noise in the car, and he used to ride really good in the van, and now it seems like he doesn't like being in the van unless we're playing Rubber Soul or whatever from the Beatles. And he howls. He'll start singing or howling and whining and crying and trying to get up front. And we were wondering how we could calm that down.
Well, when did the dog start not liking being in the van? What would you say? Can you remember that day?
We brought him home with, we rescued him, and we brought him home with the two female Leonbergers from Cheyenne, Wyoming. And then sometime after that, a couple weeks after that, he started wanting to move up to us.
Well, so the dog is in the van, and every time you go somewhere, the dog just wants to come up front with you.
Yeah, basically.
I have some questions. So the dog wants to come up with you, and then what do you do?
Well, we used to holler at him to go back, but then we realized that's not working. And so we started playing Rubber Soul from the Beatles.
And so he stays in the back when the song is on, but he howls.
No, he'll calm down for a little while. He'll calm down a little while then, because we turn it
up. He's distracted, so you're distracting. You're distracting him with the music is what you're doing. So what you have to do is, I don't know when it happened, but the dog has got some sort of bad association with being in the back of the van, wants to be close to you, wants to be close to the pack. So you have to let the dog know that it's okay to be back there and make it a pleasurable experience. And the way to do that is over time. Everything takes time in the dog world. Nothing happens overnight. And the best motivation for a dog, of course, is pleasure. And pleasure means treats and affection. So what I would start doing is I would start taking the dog in the van when it's not going anywhere. You're just sitting in the driveway, and you're going to take the dog in the van, and you're going to give the dog affection in the van and also feed the dog treats in the van. And then after about a week or two of doing that, maybe once a day for about 15, 20 minutes, just hanging out in the back of the van, you're going to move to the front of the van and let the dog stay in the back. And every time the dog comes near you, you have to ignore the dog, and then you have to just sit there. And when the dog decides to, on his own, walk far away from you, gets bored being next to you or trying to get close to you, that's when you say, good dog, downstay, if you've taught the dog to go downstay, and feed the dog a treat. Your next move is to start the van and let the dog run in the driveway while you sit in the front seat, and you give the dog a treat for staying in the correct position in the back of the van where the dog belongs. And the dog will learn that that's a nice spot, that that's a pleasurable spot, that good things happen there. And then you can try taking a short ride, and you're going to go for a ride to a place where the dog's going to have fun. That's another key. So if there's a dog park or a place your dog loves to go, or maybe the dog loves to go on walks, the first trip you're going to make after you do all this is to a place where that dog is going to have a great time being with you or with other dogs. So the dog will associate the van and being in the back with nothing but pleasure. And that's how you change behaviors where dogs are anxious, or where dogs, they just are not happy where they are, or they're miserable, or they're scared. You have to create a positive connection in the dog's brain. a happy connection, a good connection, a good association. Because dogs are all about associations. And nothing, again, happens overnight. You've got to make it a long, steady procedure and give the dog no attention at all, no talking, no looking, no touching when the dog is trying to get close to you in the van. Just ignore.
Alan, I wanted to chime in for a second, because as a veterinarian, I have seen dogs that become very phobic about car travel. And a lot of times when we're talking about a van, it can be that they're unsecured. So having a dog flopping around in the back of a van or an SUV where they're losing their footing, they're slipping, they're injuring themselves, it can be very frightening.
So are you suggesting a crate or something like that?
Either a crate or a dog seat belt or somewhere where that dog feels secure. Even a dog bed.
Yeah, crates are good. Crates are a great idea. And that's a great point. And, you know, in my experience with dogs in cars, most dogs are smart enough to figure out, you know, that if they don't lay down, they're going to get tossed around. And you're right. Especially in the beginning when they're small, that can create a really scary negative association. So a crate is a great idea. That is a great idea, especially in the beginning, until your dog starts to associate the van with, hey, I'm going someplace fun, and hey, this is a great thing because good things happen here. A crate is a great idea.
He's very much into being up in there because, see, we live in a motor coach, and so we do travel around a little bit, and we're in different areas. But what I do is I use the back end as their kennel. I have two dogs, and they're very quick to get in there, and I can leave the back door open, and they don't leave that kennel.
Yeah, you should do that because... I didn't know you were in a motor home, and it sounds like your dog has a little bit, you know, without being there, I don't know, but your dog probably has a little bit of separation anxiety, being as though he's not comfortable being away from you. So if he's comfortable in the crate, that's your solution. That's a great solution. And what you do is every 10, 15 minutes you visit the dog, you know, while he's in the crate, while you're, you know, riding around in that thing, and you give the dog a treat and a little bit of affection. Unless he's making noise, then you ignore him. But a motor home's a different thing than a van. I was picturing a van with seats in my head.
Oh, I have a van, and I use it as a kennel when we need to have more space to be able to get things done, like clean the house or whatever. I open up the van, tell him to jump in, he jumps in. I have really good voice control over him, that, and I've been listening to you guys for the last year or so. I drive trucks, and I've picked up on a lot of things. I could walk down the street now without ever leashing him, because he'll stay with me, okay, because of you guys learning, you know, what I need to do and how I need to control him and that. So I thought I'd call you up, because that's the only area that he messes up now is when we're driving down the road and I have to play rubber sole. That's the way we ignore him. But he likes being in the van otherwise. He'll jump up in the van if we open it up at any time and there's room to get up in there. He'll jump right up in there and sit there.
How did you discover he likes the Beatles? I mean, that's...
Well, we like it. And every time when my wife would get tired of hearing him howl, she would slam in that rubber sole and play it, and he just calms right down. And we're going, what is this? You know? And I think he likes the stuff my wife likes.
Wow.
And that, so... It's funny.
I think there's some good ideas there from Alan and Dr. Debbie. We wish you the best of luck with that. And thanks for calling in.
Okay. Well, we're going to try the crate deal next and see if we can maybe calm them down some more on the crate.
I think that's a good idea. Have a good day, Kevin. Please drive carefully and be safe.
Well, have you ever wondered how smart your dog is, like, compared to other dogs?
I mean,
you know, you love your dog and you always think they're the best of any other dog out there. There's a test that you can now take. It's $60. It's an in-home test, and I'll tell you about it. If you're interested to see how smart or how dumb your dog is, I'll give you all the information coming up.
I'm going to tell you, if they're making money off of that,
yes.
I'm going to go and just punch myself in the face, okay? Because, I mean, that's one of those things, I mean, you could tell how smart or dumb your dog is, I guess, by just paying attention to them. But if you need a kid to tell you and they're making money off it, well, God bless.
Joe, you can't afford to punch yourself in the face again.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
A cat in Rhode Island seems to be able to predict when people are about to die. 2-year-old Oscar was adopted as a kitten and grew up on the dementia floor of the Steerhouse Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Soon health workers began noticing that Oscar would enter a patient's room and curl up next to them during their final 2 hours, somehow sensing when a patient was about to die. Oscar's predictions are so accurate that nurses are able to alert family members so they can come say their final goodbyes. No one is exactly sure how Oscar does it, but many family members appreciate the companionship Oscar provides for their dying loved ones. Oscar recently received the wall plaque commending his compassionate hospice care. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
Vinny Penn, your resident party animal, coming at you with the party animal segment on Animal Radio. I just want to give a tip out there to those of you who are going through the unfortunate task of trying to recover a lost animal, a dog or a cat. I saw a flyer in my neighborhood recently. I always check out the flyers, as everyone should, because we're always seeing animals in our neighborhood. And a flyer is a great way to go, an organic, homegrown way to relocate the animal. But some people who are missing a pet really have the wrong idea when it comes as to what to put to the flyer. This flyer said something like, please return Poochie to our house. We miss him so much, and Poochie loves watching Survivor with us every Thursday night. Well, am I supposed to go home and dress up like Jeff Probst now and walk up and down the street and hope that Poochie sees me? How is our knowing what Poochie's favorite television show is going to help us find your dog? Be a little smarter when it comes to the flyers, people. Vinny Penn, party animal, Animal Radio.
This is
Animal Radio.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-215-6815. 800-215-6815. 800-215-6815. That's 800-215-6815.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind. From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead, set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com. That's babbel.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs, with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED. But Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.